Deluxe Home Care, this is Sarah speaking.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi. I can't get my phone to work. This Rochelle Davis. I got Ishiel on the other end. Can you hold on 1 second? I'm going to put her on.
Sure.
Okay. Hello. Ishiel.
Yeah, hi.
Okay. Sarah, she's on. Okay, she just completed the application with her birth certificate and ID and sent it over. Did you receive it?
Let me check. Did she send it over like a minute ago? Like when? Because it takes some time to load, maybe. Didn't receive it yet. Let me reload again.
Okay.
It didn't come back yet. It said it went through. Is this them?
Yeah.
No, this is for someone else.
Because it came back through to my email and said completed.
Yeah, like we literally just did it.
Okay, so as soon as I receive it, I'll let you know because I don't see it yet. It didn't come through yet.
Okay. Okay, now I got, while I got you on the phone, I got a question. Okay, I got my brother in the air. He's still over at home health. I want to bring him to Deluxe with me.
Oh, that's great. So the way we would do that is I would take down his information and tell the intake department to call him so we can make a transfer to the state. Is he also with a different agency and then he would want to transfer to us?
Yeah.
Okay, so I would take down his number and have the intake department call him so that they could make a transfer with him to the state. Now, does he have an aide or would it
Matter
be...
Of fact, talked to Becky a couple times, but
he did. So he's probably on our list.
And Calvin has sent over the application. Can you check and see if you see it in
yeah.
the?
What's his name?
My brother's name is Eric Hardy.
That's the caregiver. What's the caregiver's name? I'm looking for a caregiver.
Calvin Davis. K-E-L-V-I-N.
Calvin. David is his last name?
Davis. D-A-V-I-S.
Calvin. I don't see Calvin on here. Calvin is the patient, is the caregiver, right?
Yes.
He sent the application in?
Yeah.
Let me check on the patient. What's the patient's name?
Eric Hardy. H-A-R-D-Y.
Yeah, I see him. I see Eric on here. They've been trying to reach him. They tried just an hour ago. They're trying to reach Eric. Is he available to?
He should be if they call him.
Let me see.
What are they? Because a lot of times when he did home health, they really talked to me to get through, get all their questions answered about Eric, because Eric is hard to talk to, and he don't remember a lot of things. I'm his, you know, I'm his I'm his intake and outtake person.
Oh, so let me go ask them right now. 1 minute. I'm going to ask them what they were trying to reach about, all right?
Okay.
Let me see. Eric. But I don't see his application, though. I mean, not Eric. I don't see Calvin. Oh, maybe because it's spelled with an E. Let me try it. Spelled with an E.
Okay. I'm going to give you his email.
Calvin. I would need to get more. I could give him a call, Calvin. I don't know why.
Yeah. You can call him, and I'll give you his email so you can send him another application.
Mm-hmm. I'll give him a call. 1 moment. I'm going to ask the intake department about Eric, why they were trying to call. 1 moment. Hi, Rochelle.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for holding. So they were contacting your brother about just letting him know that the case, they're waiting for the state to call him, so... they were just following up and seeing if he had gotten a call from the state. And as soon as he does, then we would be able to continue on.
Okay, the state is waiting on me to call them with him.
Oh, they're waiting for you to call him?
To call them with him. And I got to go over there today.
Oh, so you're going to go call. The state called him, though, and then he wasn't available? Is that what happened?
Yeah. I got to call. They want to talk to me with him.
Right, correct. Let me tell them that. Okay, so that sounds great. As soon as you make the call to the state and you request deluxe home care, then they will continue on. Hopefully that will come in. Now, regarding you with Isaiah, I'm not sure why that application is not coming back.
You still don't have it?
No, I still don't have it.
Okay, is it an email she can send it to real quick?
She could send... No, it's a DocuSign, though. It should automatically have came back. Maybe it just needs a few more minutes.
Yeah, like, literally, we just did it before she called, so...
Did she click finish, and then it should have said, like, sent back or something?
Did you click finish, Shay?
Yeah, it sent me a copy of the document sign when I was done with it.
Oh, okay, so I guess it just needs a little more time. So when I receive it, I'll give you a call. I'm going to look out for it. If I don't receive it in the next half hour, I'll give you a call back.
Okay,
yeah, Sarah, do that. And while that's going, see, I'm trying to see... What, for bringing my brother over with me, what do I get for bringing another customer with me, another client?
I'm going to ask, I can ask my supervisor about that. So you were the one that originally brought him in?
Yes.
I will ask.
Oh, my knee. I just hurt my knee.
Oh, I'm
sorry. I'm sorry for hollering.
No problem. I can ask. Let me see if my supervisor is available. 1 moment.
Okay.
Okay, so if your brother is with us for 90 days, then
we'll
give you $200.
Okay. He'll be there 90 days because he ain't going nowhere.
Okay, so I'm going to write that down. I'll note that on your account for your when your brother, where's your account? I just want to do this before we get off the phone so we know that it's in here.
Mm-hmm. Man, you come in here with me, baby. I have to wait the 90 days.
Yeah, you wait the 90 days, then we get to be the $200 bonus for bringing him in. Okay. So we'll be in touch as soon as we get the application in.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hold on.